Barry Andrews president. And as I drove around that area like I have been, stumping through this political campaign, you see all kinds of evidence of gas, Marcellus Shell. And here's what I'll say. To drillers who somehow think an excise tax, which every other state in America pays, if somehow they say they're not interested in being in Pennsylvania because of that, give them my phone number, Charles. Please, I want those wells.
We'll find the crews. We'll find the Union Train crews.
You're exactly right. So please, put that out there. Call Frank Snyder. You know, I'm ready to talk with you about getting your wells.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and here's the deal. They know it. And we've had Range Resource on this program, and their people came out and said, yes, we expect everywhere else to pay an excise tax. And I can understand, you know, if they're not being asked for one here, they're not going to want to pay it. But now they are being asked for one. And quite honestly, if that breaks the deal for them, well, there are other people that can come here, or we can have our people here do that work and pay the excise tax.
Exactly. Why are we allowing this great resource? And, you know, Pennsylvania is blessed with an abundance of natural resources, gas, timber, coal, sun, wind, fresh water, open spaces. We can go on and on and on. It's a great state located in the best location in the entire country. That's why they call this the Keystone State. We should be no different. And if we want to have and be number one in job growth opportunities, not 50th out of 50, right, then we have an opportunity to start turning things around right now. And this budget can really help with that.
Absolutely. Hey, Frank, can you stick around for one more short segment?
You got it.
Okay, fantastic. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Meet Maya and the gang.
Oh, hi, I'm Maya.
Maya and her friends want you to get up and play because it's always more fun to be active.
Let's get started.
Just go to letsmove.gov and look for Maya and Miguel. You'll find tons of fun activities that'll help keep you healthy and active. Whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, just get up and play at least an hour a day. Take the Maya and Miguel Challenge today at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hundreds of working people and small farmers have had their water, land, and families poisoned by fracking in Pennsylvania. And they've been abandoned by our government. Well, a coalition of musicians of all musical genres, blues, folk, hip-hop, rock and roll, including Rusted Root, Kelly Mays, Mike Stout, Ujima, Jaziri X, and many others have come together to perform at a benefit concert to raise funds for the harm on May 16th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Mr. Smalls in Millvale. For tickets, contact Mr. Smalls at 412-821-4447 or visit their box office at 415 Evergreen Avenue in Millvale or contact Ticketfly. Meet the victims of fracking and learn about viable clean energy alternatives. Fracking affects people of all ages, sexes, race, and economic background. We must all unite to protect our future.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line,
There are a million places you'd never consider texting. So why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text. And together, we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
It's about the work. Work we're proud of. Work that provides the energy that powers America. Work that means our communities are stronger, better, for our families, our neighbors, for everyone. Just like you, members of the United Mine Workers of America are on the job, every day, working hard. It's what we do, and it makes America a better place. The United Mine Workers of America, working families just like yours.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. Joining me now by phone, we've got Frank Snyder, Secretary Treasurer of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. Frank, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles.
Always a pleasure, Frank. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day. I know you got a lot of things going on. But, you know, Frank, one more time. I mean, it's very important that we get out and vote. You know, we've got the Supreme Court positions, top three people on the ballot here in Pennsylvania. You know, check with your folks, or, you know, I got to say this, Frank. My biggest concern today is trying to get big money out of politics, trying to reduce its effectiveness. And at this point in time, if we have people that are voting Republican, people that are voting Democrat, and people that are voting independent, I'm happy because people are voting.
I'm with you. And you made a great point about the big money. There's no question about tomorrow's importance. Whether you're running for a county controller or maybe a mayor of Philadelphia, for example, or these Supreme Court races, you know, we have to have a fair and honest Supreme Court that prevents these highly politicized gerrymandering. And we can't let this important election up to chance or that out-of-state dark money. Those dark money groups who seek to silence our voices. We have to restore integrity to the Supreme Court, and government will never work if it's relentlessly continuing to attack us through this misguided war on unions and trying to strip workers of their rights to collectively bargain. People will almost always find a reason not to vote, but will never give you a reason not to complain. We have to change that. Government works for all of you folks out there, all of you listeners. It's not the other way around. You don't work for them. They work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We pay them a lot of money to go to Harrisburg or Washington, D.C. or wherever the state capital is that we're talking about. And quite frankly, I think sometimes they need to be reminded of that. But in the meantime, Frank, listen, how do we find out more about the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO?
PAAFLCIO.org, and you'll find all kinds of things relevant to the issues of the day. We encourage you, Rick and myself, to join us on the many things that we do in the community. Take a look at us, join us, talk to our members. We're all members. Let me give you this reminder, don't text and drive. Put the darn phone down. Turn up the volume on the Union Edge and listen to Charles Showalter as you're driving down the highway. You don't need to be texting.
Thank you, Frank. We appreciate it. That was Frank Snyder, the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine.